Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we have two guests. Our first one is Natalie Zitouni, and our second guest is yet to be known, as this is a sort of pre-broadcast of a show that will air on December 9th. So you're getting a little bit of an early preview here. If anybody is looking to be interviewed on our show, there is a 15-minute slot for that. Please contact us. So Natalie's website is nataliezitouni.com. I'll spell it out for you. NataliezitouniTuny.com, in case you want to check it out. Well, she is being interviewed. Her occupation or her abilities are in the areas of modern mystic, a medicine woman, soul whisperer, and a consciousness entrepreneur. Natalie's bio is elevating the world's consciousness has been her passion for the last 20 years. From Beirut, Israel to the Silicon Valley, where I have lived for 18 years, I worked with Fortune 100 companies such as Google, Apple, Yahoo, UCSF on conscious business initiatives. In 2006, I started the Conscious Business Center in San Francisco that became a worldwide movement known as Consciousness Capitalism. My current life's mission is creating conditions for a thriving planet by 2040 through personal and global expansion of consciousness. My current venture is establishing World Consciousness Leadership Forum, where multidisciplinary minds, kind hearts, evolved souls, and creative spirits address the world's most pressing issues such as sustainability, world citizenship, biomedicine, genetic engineering, to creating leaders in society that will shape our future for generations ahead. Welcome, Natalie, to the Conscious Wellness Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Raymond. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So what are we going to cover today in terms of some enlightening information?
What are you curious about?
Well, I am curious about your Conscious Business Center there. It's also not too far from where BBS is located. Is that's still going today, I presume?
Yes, in California, in Silicon Valley, San Francisco.
Okay. And what kind of activities do these people do? They recruit people, they train people, what do they do?
Yes, so the center was established in 2006, and the purpose of the center is to engage corporations, businesses, organizations, leaders in developing higher states of consciousness. And this can be done through many ways, through the personal engagement, organizational engagement, and then the vision and the products and the partnerships that the organization have. The purpose is basically the same way a person can expand, raise, deepen their consciousness. The same happens with organizations because these are people that are operating a system that produces products and services. And there are ways to do that. Of course, in order to work with organizations, we have to start with the leaders or with people who have seen and are aware that deeper and higher states of consciousness bring about goodness to everybody. So right now I'm based in Israel, and most of my work is done in Israel, in Europe. I am in California, primarily in Israel.
Okay, and have you set something up similar in Israel?
Right now, so last year I published a book that is a result of my research that's called Ensoulment. Ensoulment is like the word embodiment, but with the word soul, Ensoulment. And the purpose of this book actually is to elevate world consciousness or personal consciousness through the presence and the expression of the soul. And there are many ways to do that. So my primary work right now is counseling, coaching, teaching seminars and lecturing about what happens when a person leaves their soul and an organization, a country, what happens when a country is actually able to live and express its true essence, its soul. So it's a extension of the Conscious Business Center. Conscious Business Center, don't forget, started in 2006. This is about 13 years ago. I have changed a lot since then. And since then, really, the conversation or the research has been focusing on shifting consciousness, creating healing and creativity through the soul.
Okay. So I imagine when you're talking about affecting a group of people, you're talking about the collective soul of the person or the country or the culture. What else does the book talk about?
Well, the book actually is a combination of a philosophical, psychological, relational, embodied insights that have to do with the relationship with the body and the soul. The body, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the soul. It talks about the personal soul, the relational soul. Like right now, you and I are having a conversation for the first time. Our soul is still getting to know each other, still feeling each other out, what's happening, how, and we're still synchronizing, okay? So there's a relational soul. There's a collective soul. A family has a soul. A city has a soul. You may know that, you know, the soul of Toronto, if you're in Canada, is very different than the soul of Montreal or Vancouver. These are very different cities, very different settings, very different people live there, very, very different energy, consciousness. So cities have souls and countries have souls. And I discuss in the book the importance of the expression and the embodiment of the true soul. And what happens when a person is not living their soul, is living something different that is basically either fears, conditions that are basically not truly expressing the person itself, then the experience of the human being and their life is much less than they could have if they would have expressed their soul. One of the examples I use for souls is the difference between a plastic flower and a live flower. And if you look at nature, nature is one of the greatest examples we have where the soul is truly expressed. And the question is, how can human be truly fully expressed through their soul? And how does this contribute to the expansion of consciousness, the expansion of basically wellness and conditions that can sustain this entire planet? I mean, we're in a very, very important and interesting phase in our evolution as human, as a human species, that we must expand our consciousness to become a world consciousness. And I'll explain later what does it mean, the difference between an egocentric consciousness to a ethnocentric to a world-centric consciousness, and why it's so important for our survival and our thrival on the planet.
Absolutely. That's and the relationship we have with our soul affects the relationship we have with the outer world. So they both go hand in hand if we want harmony and peace on this planet.
That's right. That's right. And if we really connect with our true essence, and connect with the essence of everything we come in touch with, the food we're eating, the buildings we live in, the aesthetics, the relationship, the tone. If we truly become aware of that, I believe we can create conditions such that everybody's fed, everybody is cared for, everybody has education, everybody has conditions for their soul expression. But in order to do that, we definitely need a shift in perspective from a me, I, and myself to we, us, and all of us. And that shift can happen through shifts in consciousness. Now, the question is, how do we do that? How do we allow for a shift in consciousness to a society and a culture and humanity that behave like one family? This requires, I believe, the the collaboration of media with educational systems, with healthcare systems, with communication systems, that actually it's important for all of this system to come together to bring about a more united way of perceiving who we truly are.
Okay. Is this the first book you wrote?
This is the third book I wrote. I wrote two books. The first one is called The Ladder of Business Intelligence. I wrote it when I was in the Silicon Valley with a couple of CIOs. This book has to do with designing and implementing information systems that take into consideration people, process, technology. So this was my first book. This was when I was completely immersed in the corporate world. The second book I wrote is called Conscious Business Transformation. This book was published in 2006. And the book basically explores the different ways in which businesses can lead the transformation of consciousness. I mean, look at businesses. Everything we're doing right now, using a Zoom recording, using an Apple computer, using the lights, using the building I'm in, the sofas I'm sitting on, all of these are businesses, and they shape our reality. They shape the way we perceive, and they shape the way we create and evolve. So the premise of the Conscious Business Transformation book is, if businesses can add to their, I would say, key performance indicator, KPI, or business vision, mission, or goal to transform humanity, if they can add it as one of their business missions, the whole business community can line up to actually produce excellent products, excellent services, in really good cost and quality, but in addition to that, serve the new consciousness, which is the unity consciousness, which is worldwide
phenomena.
Worldwide phenomena, but you know, like right now, most businesses, if you look at their purpose is very much local. It's either to serve their community, or to create one line of products or one line of services. They're not thinking globally. The intent here, like the indigenous shamanic tradition, to think wider and deeper. Wider and deeper mean, how is my speech, my product, my creation, my creativity is impacting seven generations ahead? This is how, you know, if you look at the indigenous tribes, in all continents, anywhere from Australia to South America to the US to Canada, there used to be a very different perspective about life, meaning they were connected to the sun, to the rain, to the wind, to the earth. They were connected to seven generations.
Ancestors.
Ancestors and seven generations ahead. So the perspective is completely different. And I feel like what happened to us in our Western civilization is because of the industrial revolution, agricultural, industrial, technological revolution, something about our attention and our energy is really focused on excellent initiatives. I mean, I believe that all businesses are doing excellent job, but we're not taking into consideration the earth. We're not taking into consideration the wisdom of our ancestors and what happens to the seven generations ahead of us, to your children, your grandchildren. We're not taking that into consideration. How we're eating, what we're eating, how are we cultivating a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy community? These are things that are not right now being dealt with, maybe on an individual level. My intention with Conscious Business Transformation was to allow businesses to take the lead on being the agent, the key agent in transforming world consciousness, which I still believe is possible. So right now what I'm doing in Israel, I'm gathering one of the most influential, affluent, important people in Israel, the one that have both the credentials and the and the entrepreneurship under their belt, and also they have deeper and wider states of consciousness. I'm gathering them together to come up with a way to introduce to our political system. Could you imagine Israel with an enlightened or conscious political system? Could you imagine? Like, this is very profound. So political system, educational system, healthcare system, how can we actually elevate the consciousness of the country, of our neighbors, doing it together, of course, so there is peace, so there is understanding, so there is a whole nother level of operating. Then we can truly unleash the soul of this region. Okay, and I speak the same about the U.S. I believe this is possible in the United States and actually in all countries. But we have to start somewhere. So the second book that you asked me about, The Conscious Business Transformation, is actually laying out a whole strategy, a whole plan of how can businesses lead the transformation of human consciousness on planet. Because I truly believe that if we don't shift our consciousness, like if we don't understand that the fish we're eating is the same fish that is being contaminated, and we're contaminated with all our waste because of high consumption. If we don't understand this life cycle, then we actually are going to degrade our physical body, the earth body, which is our planet, our children's body, and then our mental capacity is also going to be impacted. So I guess I really love this planet. I love humanity. I love the human creativity. I love the human spirit, and I believe that through transforming human consciousness, we can actually transform the entire planet. Because I truly believe there is enough for everybody. There's enough food. There's enough resources. There's enough money. There's enough land. There's enough of everything. We just have to shift our consciousness to be able to share. Like in a kindergarten, when you have kids, it's like, hey, you have to share your toys. We have to learn that. We don't know how to do it as adults. We gather our resources to ourselves. We don't know how to share it with other people. So we need a kind of a re-education, positioning of who we are in the greater scheme of things. And who is the planet Earth? I mean, there's something magnificent happening on planet Earth, but is it really going to survive with the existing condition?
The planet has its own soul too.
Yes, exactly, Raymond. Exactly. And are we listening? Are we listening to the planet? Are we listening? You know?
Well, we've become so disconnected from nature. I think that's the first thing that these non-Aboriginal tribes or societies across the world, they've just become so disconnected from the nature around them and therefore lost the respect of the importance of the interaction and the harmony between the two of them. So that was the beginning of the deterioration. And of course, today, fortunately, some of us are relearning these teachings, but we certainly haven't implemented that approach into our modern civilization.
Right. And you know, I mean, I think there is a human potential, human development movement that is happening all over the world. You know, look at the yoga and meditation and mindfulness industries. They're becoming multi-billion dollar industries, which is important. But I feel like the shift has to be personal, collective, systemic, cultural. So it's our systems. What are our systems propagating? Are they disseminating fear, or are they disseminating connection and connectedness? And so it's think about our technology. Technology has achieved a tremendous exponential progress in the last 30, 40 years. I mean, look, when I was 20, the internet was just starting. And now look at us speaking, communicating, videoing everywhere, the data centers, the storage, the networking, the internet, everything has almost like elevated our technological consciousness. But it was an effort of all countries, all sciences. Okay, so if we actually, when we create something similar with understanding what is consciousness, what is human consciousness, what is earth consciousness, what is a country consciousness, once we learn that, research that, and implement tools and ways and systems to improve these, then we can actually become a species that is truly taking care of itself, the same way an Amazon ecosystem take care of the entire forest. And, you know, if you study how the forest and the organisms that are living there, they take care of both of themselves and the surrounding area around them. We right now as a species, we have narrowed down our perspective in a way that we only take care of either us, our family, our country, and that's it. We don't care about other things. Well, this is a very sick way of looking. Think about our body. If our heart or our mind or our hand will only take care of itself, what is it similar to? It's similar to cancer. Cancer is a very, it's a cancerous behavior. It's a behavior that only takes care of self without taking care of the entire ecosystem. So the invitation here is how to create a shift on a personal, systemic, cultural, ecological, so everybody is actually understanding that we are one species, one organism with incredible vision, incredible human spirit, but we're only one among many. And how can we live in harmony, and how can we allow other species, and I'm talking about all species, to thrive? This is the question that we need to ask ourselves. How can humanity thrive while allowing all other systems to thrive? I believe it's possible. I mean, look, we put a man on the moon. Why can't we answer this question in a very practical way? We can, but it has to be a much larger effort, which is part of my work. I work with leaders all over the world expanding, deepening their own consciousness and the consciousness of their own organization or their own area where they live. But the question is, how do we do it on a much larger scale? Because when the human family enroll in a larger vision for the entire humanity, when we do that, truly everything is possible. I mean, look at this. Everything we want, we're creating. Virtual reality, cutting and pasting DNA, bioengineering, biohacking. We're doing everything we want. But nobody's actually thinking about how to do that in a way that allows us to thrive and allow all other species to thrive. Okay? So this is a bigger question. It requires a much larger engagement with multidisciplinary leaders from different areas in our life in order to come up with a solution, or not even a solution, but possibilities, create new possibilities for humanity, that humanity is becoming much, much caring for all of us, not only for one at a time.
Excellent. Well, remind me to mention to you at some other time a project that I had, which is directly related to that. So we can speak about that at some point. How was the reception of this concept in California when you set out to do it in 2006?
You know, I believe, so when I set it up with my team, actually we created, I gathered a group of incredible people, and we created like a core team, a Conscious Business Center core team. And we developed a whole approach and methodology and strategy to implement in businesses. Now, 2006 was a little bit too early for such
innovation.
Yeah, it was a little bit early. We have done some progress with some organizations, with some leaders, with many, many, many individuals. But to tell you that there was a systemic change, it happened later on. So in 2008, 2009, I collaborated with Conscious Capitalism, which is Whole Foods, John Mackey and Flo. I mean, they founded an organization that creates basically conferences and places where conscious leaders can come and talk about value-based businesses. So that's how, it's almost like I handed off this conscious business approach, trademark, methodology to Conscious Capitalism, and now it's its own organization. My dream right now, or my vision right now, is to focus mainly on creating a leadership forum, a world leadership forum, that will discuss, and not only discuss, but really implement new plans for, you know, how there are plans in the UN for elevating poverty, elevating areas where they're in high risk of war zone, genocide. So I believe there's a way to create an international arm that will act in a way that brings our consciousness into higher dimensions.
Okay, that sounds very promising. And you're going to do that back in California, or is that something you're going to do from Israel?
Right now I'm primarily in Israel and in Europe. I'm primarily, like I mentioned, I'm forming this group of leaders right now in Israel. I teach, I counsel, I coach, I speak and participate in conferences. And it's really about, like I said, there has to be like a tipping point. At some point, it is going to happen, with or without us. It's going to happen. It's either we're going to evolve to a world-centric civilization, or we're going to perish. That's my belief. Because look, I mean, think about all the species around the world. Look at our waters. Look at our lands. It's inevitable that we will have to graduate to go from, you know, kindergarten to high school. We will graduate at some point. The question is, and I believe like programs like the program that you're introducing and many other programs are also already creating these ripples. So these ripples that we're creating of higher consciousness, wellness consciousness, all these are already taking place, and people are much more aware what they're eating, what they're digesting in their mind, how they're thinking, what kind of line of work are they working in. So it's already happening. But I believe it has to happen at a faster rate and on a more global rate, not only on an individual and, you know, city, country level. It has to be international, because it's really one humanity, you know?
Absolutely. We're all connected.
Yes.
And what do you offer counseling, consulting for businesses who want to do that, just say privately without necessarily being part of any of these other organizations?
Yes, definitely. So this is how the Conscious Business, when we started, we did the private consulting, private counseling. We would gather, let's say one of the leaders in an organization would invite us in. We would create, we would gather the leaders that are well positioned to basically lead and be the sponsor for such program. We'll introduce a program, we'll brainstorm together, we'll have offsites with the executives to think, what is the soul of the business? How can we elevate the consciousness of the business? What kind of products? How can we create products that will be more sustainable, more include the life cycle in a way that is not contaminating the earth, but is actually living with the earth? And it's very simple. These are very, very simple changes that can really expand and elevate the consciousness of an organization. So we did that. I have done it for the last probably since 2006 until 2012. In 2012, I myself went through many, many changes where I had to deepen my contemplative, energetic consciousness learning and practice. That's when I studied and started practicing energy medicine. And really working with the field of consciousness, the field of consciousness of the individual, of a place, of a relationship. You can actually learn how to read it and how to shift it based on what you feel is right. So I started engaging in that more and more. And my primary focus the last few years has been supporting conscious business initiatives, or initiatives that elevate consciousness here in Israel, in Europe, and in the US. And basically counseling. I also do counseling and do coaching with business leaders, business executives, one-on-one. And like I said, I teach and I lecture and I present in conferences. So this has been my main contribution. And I'm writing the next book, following installment. So there's a lot going on.
Do you offer any services to individuals outside of this business consciousness movement?
Yes. The individual services are primarily around ensoulment, are basically to look at a person's life 360 degrees and look at the connection to their soul, their true essence, their true work in the world, their true expression and creativity. And the work is mainly through installment with individuals right now. Both seminars in groups here in Israel and also around the world, and also working one-on-one on people who are actually interested in shifting, deepening their consciousness and connecting with their soul, because the direct result of such work, when a person balances their energy system, balances and expand and deepen their consciousness, is higher rates of wellness, well-being, peace. I mean, you know, there's so many research about meditation and mindfulness and what the positive impact they have on the brain, on the nervous system, on the level of peace and clarity. You know, there's an epidemic right now in the Western world, the epidemic of depression, higher suicidal rates, physical, you know, I believe the healthcare systems are really not able to deal with so many physical imbalances, because something fundamental has to shift, which is the connection with the soul, the deepening and the balancing of the energy system, and the deepening and expanding of the consciousness. And when this happens, and it doesn't have to take years, it can take just a few years. My vision, my own personal vision, is I'm engaged in that. I give my heart and soul for that for the next, you know, 20 years. But it doesn't have to be a long process to do it individually. For me, it happens within a few years. I mean, I was completely oblivious to all these insights until probably 2004, 2005, completely oblivious. And look, within 15 years, I'm a completely different person, completely, and much more happier, creative. There's a sense of like I'm leaving my soul. Wherever she's taking me, I'm there. And I believe this is possible for everybody. There's no need to suffer. There's no need to struggle. There's no need for having higher percentage of people with cancer, people with heart failures, people. I mean, this is not necessary whatsoever. The world is designed to support our wellness and our thriving. It's designed. It's by design. You know, like we have oxygen. It's so abundant here. I can take a breath. So much oxygen. The world has abundance of resources to support our well-being. Mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, but we have to allow it. And the way to allow it, one of the ways is through installment and through expanding consciousness. But there are many, many, many ways that do very excellent work around that. So that's my life.
And I think one of the first realization one needs to do is that we're all connected. And if we do harm to another, we're doing harm to ourselves. Right. I think that's one of the first realizations. And I think that's one of the fundamental realizations that's missing. That's why people can go ahead and do harm to others or nature, yeah, or whatever, without thinking there's going to be any consequence to them directly or indirectly. Okay. So just wanted to add to that. We have about 2 minutes left. It's gone by pretty fast. Any upcoming events or things you want to share with us?
Yeah, well, most of my events right now are in Israel. So whoever is in Israel can contact me directly. info@nataliezeituni.com. I would love to hear from you and people who are happy to travel. The weather here is stunning right now. It's winter, but it's 30 degrees. So it's like 75, 80 degrees. So I do facilitate online seminars. They are all will be published on my website.
Excellent. And you want to give out your website again?
Yes, it's nataliezeituni.com, nataliezeituny.com.
Excellent. And any planned trips over to North America?
Right now, I'm primarily in Europe. Yeah, I was in Oslo, I was in Germany, I was in Greece, I was in Italy in a conference just a couple months ago, SAND conference. SAND is science and non-duality conference with a collection of wonderful consciousness researchers. And that's where I also introduced the ensoulment and the importance of ensoulment to the evolution of our planet and our human family. So yeah, so right now I'm primarily in Europe and in Israel, but I'm totally traveling right now. It's so easy. I mean, you can hop on a plane and be anywhere in the world within 12 hours. It's quite amazing.
Book is available on your website or Amazon or both?
Amazon, yeah, it's on Amazon. If you Google Insolment and Natalie Zaytouni, you will find it on Amazon. There's an ebook, there's a hard copy, hard cover books, and yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions. I know that this is a pre-recorded program, so if anybody has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer. Just email me, and you can find my numbers as well, and I'm on WhatsApp, so I'm available.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on your mission. I think it is much needed for humanity and the planet. I'm sure Mother Earth is happy to see you working on that and giving us all some hope for the future.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview, and thank you all. I bless you all.
Thank you for coming on, and we look forward to having you at some point in the future.
I would love that. Thank you, Raymond. Take
thank
care.
Thank you. Next week, our guest will be Tom Palladino from the website scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. We'd like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our show sponsor, Community Marketing Communications, holistic wellness marketing experts in strategic planning, website design, directory specialist, and new revenue source specialist. You can visit their site at communionmarketing.com. If you'd like to sponsor the show or advertise during the show and get great exposure within the wellness community, please contact us for information on our packages. Do you wish to be interviewed? Please contact us. We will send you all the details. Raymond Morris on phone number 514-798-2737 or raymond@bbsradio.com. Or you can Skype me at Raymond Morris, all in one word. That's my Skype username. May the grace and the blessings of the Divine Creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Your host, Raymond Morris. See you next week, same time, same channel. Namaste.